nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Like the wheel named after Ferris is a talk with Brother Harris at McFarland's. And what I mean by that, folks, just so you understand, you know, the Ferris wheel, it goes up all the way to the top. You can see everything all around the world, and then it comes back down to the world where everything else is. And that's, I think that's a great way to kind of talk about Brother Harris from the get-go, because he is a man who has been to the top of the mountain and down into the valleys of things that most people don't want to even be in, I think, a lot of times. But thank you, Brother Bill, for being here this morning. If you don't know Brother Bill, you are missing out on knowing a great servant of the Lord. Just a blessing in my life. The few times that I've talked with him before, and I'm just so excited to have you this morning. Good morning, Brother Bill.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Best day ever.
Well, you were slip sliding away out there today, too, weren't you?
Trying to get down here. Yes, sir.
Well, I praise God you were able to get here, because it was a rough road, I'm sure, getting here. But say, you know, let's start out, Brother Bill. Those are the people that might not know about you, which I think you kind of have to live under a rock to not know about you. I'm sorry to say, because you are out there. I mean, you have every opportunity you can. You get out there and try to get your message out to people. But how did you come here? Where are you from? Where'd you grow up? How'd you end up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, of all places? It seems like that must be a story in and of itself.
Yeah, go figure. Well, first of all, giving honor and glory and praise to Almighty, we thank Him because we remember what He said. But with me, all things are possible when we believe.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing. We asked for a project years ago, and we wanted to serve God's broken men, women, and children, but we had no idea how, when, and where. But glory be to Him, He came upon us down in 1998 in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha,
Wisconsin, okay. On my 45th birthday.
Happy
1998,
birthday to
August 11th, PHP was born.
Okay. Where were you from before that? Were you born and raised in Kenosha, or did you come?
No, what happened, being in the grocery industry,
okay,
we had an opportunity to travel quite a bit, moving from one facility to another,
okay,
based on opportunity.
Okay.
So we were down there, and we was working at Rogers and Marv's grocery store with a young man named Jeff Maurer.
Okay.
Again, thank you, Jeff. I know you're out there somewhere, because you were instrumental in helping PHP get off the ground. You didn't consider it a conflict of interest in the grocery store with me being the manager, as well as taking care of the community. So a big thanks to you and Marv Jenkins, who allowed us to roll this program out. 18 years, August 11th. We're coming up on 19 years,
wow.
August 11th, wow. And we're going to continue serving, because we remember what He said. If we're not helping the people that really, really need it, we're helping the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many needs too, aren't there? I mean, that's one thing you must see over and over again, is there's so many needs that need to be met. And, you know, just what is it? There, the work is there's a lot of work, but very few people out there plowing the fields.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And that's been the same since Jesus walked the earth.
Amen.
I mean, he talked
Amen.
About it as well, that there are many, many folks to be served, but very few that are willing to do it. So how did, so you were a manager in a grocery store, and this idea on your 45th birthday, just divine inspiration, it sounds like, really, here's a thing that's set before you, and you just start doing it.
Well, right? What happened? We're glad that you asked. We're very grateful that you're asking the right questions. On the way to work one morning, we had to go through a limited income area called the Lincoln neighborhood.
Okay.
And there were a grade school there, and there were a food pantry 3 blocks away from the grade school. And one morning, on the way to work, 10 o'clock in the morning, we see the little children coming from school, going to the food pantry at 10 o'clock in the morning. And God said, Bill, do you see that? And I said, see what? He said, now, those children are missing out on an education, which is so, so important, because they're hungry, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to leave school, miss out on an education, because they're hungry.
Yeah.
And now you're on the way to a grocery store. How about that? I said, yes, sir. He said, and at that grocery store, we throw away way more than we need to. So
sure.
Go and talk to the manager and the general manager and the owner, and ask them if it's possible that we because that's the most important word he gave us, is
we.
And thank you are the two most important words, and I is the least.
Yeah.
So we hang around with the thank yous, and we thank you out there, Radio Land, for your ongoing support, not only in Baraboo, but all over the four counties that we serve out there.
Yeah, and that really has been that kind of an impact. I mean, we're sitting here, folks. If you were here at the studio here at McFarland's, you'd be amazed. Brother Bill brought down a bunch of his poster boards that he's had at different events, and you can literally kind of track the beginning of the PHP organization through to current times. And it's amazing when you look at the articles that are here, the lives that have been turned around, the opportunities that you've had to work with different groups of people. I mean, it's one of those things where you look at this, and if you didn't believe in God, if you don't believe in God, it's really hard to just, oh, well, that just happened because nice people did nice things. I mean, this is a move of God right here that's working around us, okay? And if you're not seeing that, folks, I guess all I can tell you is your wood is wet, you know? you need to figure out what's going on that's keeping you from wanting to believe that God does work miracles in our world, and he works them through people that are willing to serve.
Amen.
So, and so tell us so you have this kind of turnaround moment, right? You have where God, you know, what's the prayer? You know, Lord, give me eyes to see, give me ears to hear.
Amen.
You know, because it is really easy to sort of shut down. I remember I had a professor in graduate school who used to talk about we have our operable illusion. And it's such a great phrase because it's like I operate in this illusion that everything is just fine. I don't think about the fact that I could walk out and slip on the snow and break my neck, you know. We don't think about those things because it would be too hard to function if you did. And I think the same is true with people in need. You know, a lot of us just don't think about it. We don't see it because it's just too hard. How did you get past that? How did you say, well, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying, God, and was it just as simple as saying, I'll do it? Okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then it's just a succession of doing it and doing it and doing it. Is that what you think you found?
Well,
in this?
Well, what happened along the way, unbeknownst to me, that I didn't know what love was. I did not know what love was. I was using that word, and not knowing the meaning, not knowing where it came from, and not knowing why.
Sure.
So that allowed me to become and behave according to the patterns of the world.
Okay.
And then once I was broken and lost, it got to the point to where I was down on my luck.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed to God. I said, you made me. And I'm calling to you. I'm on my knees, bending knees, bowed head, and I'm crying. I went back to a baby. I said, please help me, rescue me. And he said, okay, Bill, let's go. Are you ready? I said, yes, sir, I'm ready. He said, well, let's go. He stood me up.
Yeah.
He stood me up,
yeah.
Put his arms around me,
yeah.
And it's been joy, peace, love, because in order to share love, first of all, you have to know where it came from,
right.
And why,
right.
And then for what reason was it put in place.
Yeah.
And like Paul teaches us, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
Yeah.
We didn't know what that was until we called him and he answered our prayer. And now we remember what Scripture teaches us. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
So is the body without the spirit.
Yeah.
So show me your faith without your works, and PHP will show you our faith by our works.
Amen.
Because we're hard at it every single day. Not a day go by that someone doesn't come and say, Bill, help.
Right.
And
right.
We're there. We're there ready, willing, and able.
Sure.
And we will continue because we remember what Matthew teaches us. Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus called all of his guys together and said, go. He didn't say wait. He didn't say, do this as a favor for me. He said, go. He said, this is a command.
If you feel like it.
Yeah.
If it's convenient in your, for you.
In your time.
Yeah.
I
don't want to burden anybody, but.
Right. So we took it upon ourselves to put a crew together. And it's awesome. We're mending broken hearts. And that's where it all starts. The heart of the problem is the problem with the heart.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He said, when your heart's broken, so shall the rest of you be.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the individuals that we serve, they're brokenhearted. All of them, they're brokenhearted, and they've walked away from the church.
Yeah.
And God said, I made the church for a reason. You need the church, and the church needs you. That's why we tell our participants when they come, we're so glad you're here, because we need you more than you need us. And they look at me like, what do you mean? I said, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to share God's love,
sure,
and his truth. So out of love and truth come one thing, and we remind them, and that's hope.
Yeah.
And everyone, not one of you out there can say that you don't want hope and you don't need hope, because we all need it.
Yeah.
And that's why God gave us, because he said community means we all need help, mm-hmm, and we all need to help.
Yeah.
So that's why we stand out in front of them and we praise God and we let them know it's okay to be broken, but it's not okay to stay.
Yeah, yeah. Faith, hope, and love, right?
Amen. Faith, and he said to have faith, hope, and charity.
Right.
But he said, the greater of the three is the lateral,
yeah,
and that's love. And when you're without love, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And when you're without love, you are nothing.
Yeah.
Because how can you have Jesus and have that other guy too?
Right.
He said, I'm not going to share my glory with anyone. Anyone. So we understand that plain and clear, and we understand that we walk behind the truth.
Yeah, look at who Lucifer was. He was the one that wanted all the praise. So he
wanted he said, let's go to war.
Yeah.
He said, let's go to war. And Jesus said, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go to war.
Yeah.
And look who's the winner.
Yeah.
Look who's the winner after all is said is done.
Yeah.
The man that put everything in place, and we're so grateful that he chose me for his special purpose. We all have a purpose.
Right.
But he said, Bill,
do it.
This is my special purpose.
Right.
Well, shine my light, share my love, and most of all, shape and reshape my brokenhearted people.
Yeah. Well, and praise God that you're willing to do it. You know, it's one thing to have that purpose. It's another thing to see it and do it. You know, because we see a lot of people that have a purpose and they just don't, for whatever reasons, they don't see it, they don't do it. They're just afraid or something else.
Well, it was very easy for me because he asked me verbatim, what would you rather have?
This or
the
that?
Wrath of God or that persecution from them? And we say, well, you know the answer to that already. We tell them, bring it on.
I'll take door
we
number two.
We shall not be moved. Bring it on.
Well, on that cheerful note, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere, because I'm sure Pastor Bill is just getting started here. I think we're basically have the flame on low right now. We're going to see if we turn up to medium or high here before the half hour is done, okay? So now a word from our sponsor. Don't go away here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here at our studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. That's 780 Carolina Street, in case you have forgotten, which I hope you hadn't. But I am sitting here across the table from Reverend Bill Harris, who is the president of PHP, which I have to say to just PHP, people helping people. I remember the first time I heard of that, I thought, that's just such a simple and yet perfect name, because, you know, with all of the crud that goes on in the country and all of the divisionism and all of the, you know, partisan politics and the nonsense that goes on with the media, you know, media, and media portrays that. Media really, that's the news. That's what people want to know about. But this is just such a simple thing of people helping people. And it doesn't say anything about race or religion or gender or, you know, whatever. It just is at the core of doing what the Christian church is called to do.
Amen.
People helping people. And you've got a bunch of different programs. If you don't know about it, I'm just reading this right from the brochure, folks. People Helping People is a nonprofit community building organization that applies the time and talents of its members directly toward the needs within the local community. So even that right there, it's pretty hard to not know what you're about by reading that little sentence. But that encompasses a bunch of different things. You were saying, what, five different programs?
Yes,
that
sir.
Are
in
ongoing?
The foundation, we put together by the grace of God one program at a time, and we started out with what we call our Adopt a Family program. And what that does, PHP buys food for needy families year round, and conducts special food drives before Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, so these families have all the groceries they need for their holiday dinners.
So in addition to food pantry programs, you guys are also identifying some other needs, some additional needs, or some deeper needs, in trying to meet those needs during those special holiday seasons.
Absolutely, because what we found out that during those times, that's a time for joy and peace and love and coming together as families. So we thought maybe that we would make that special, but we feed families year-round now. We work with Mary Bauer and the Giving Tree, the Hope House. We're very instrumental with the Warming Shelter, the Homeless Shelter in Baraboo. We help out with the Marine Corps Leagues, St. Vincent de Paul, the Kids Ranch, the Boys and Girls Club. So all those organizations that has, like you said, people within it that have needs, we know where the means are because we know who put the means in place and why. So right. We're that bridge. We're that bridge with that Adopt the Family program. So if any of you are out there, holidays are coming or anytime, contact St. Vincent de Paul and Mary Bauer and those individuals and get on their to-do list, and they'll let us know what you all needs are, and we'll work through those organizations because we're not funded by any other entity with the exception of out there ourselves beating the drums.
Sure. So, which we have ongoing fundraising programs too. I remember, wasn't it last springtime, you had a nice fundraiser up at Ho-Chunk.
Yeah,
one of the Packers was there. That was really exciting.
Yep, KGB came out and spent time with us. And here again, the Green Bay Packers have adopted us. They was here in 15. The tailgate tour came down and helped us out. Mark Murphy verbatim said that he want to continue to support in what we're doing because it's such a worthy cause. And like you said, people helping people. When we first was will this program, we asked him, what do we call it? And he said, KISS. And I said, KISS? He said, yeah. He said, keep it simple, son. Call it what it is. People helping people. So that's who we are.
That's where
and
it
that's
came
what
from.
We do.
Well, that makes complete sense, doesn't it? So keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Although in my world, it's usually keep it simple, stupid, because I have to remember,
Yeah, we don't use that word. We don't use that word just like we don't use bad.
There you go.
And things like that. We have to be real soft with our terminology because last thing we want to do is tell someone they was bad, they was a problem. We use concern and broken.
Sure.
Those are words that everyone can identify peacefully with.
Sure. Well, and it's difficult enough to fight the battle without having to reinforce the negative things that are already being said. I mean, a lot of the kids that I'm sure you work with are being told they're bad and they're stupid all the time, and all you're doing is to kind of frame it from a different person. But if you start to say things, well, you are broken, you are disobeying some commands that the Father gives us, that frames it in a way that at least you can't deny it, you really are doing it, but at least it's not hammering on the person, it's just hammering on the problem.
Right, because when we tell them they're bad and when we tell them their problems, they start to believe that and they get ingrained in their hearts, and the next thing you know, they're acting it out, trying to live up to that label because it happened to me.
Sure, well, I'm bad, I might as well, right?
Well, if I'm bad, everybody say I'm bad, I might as well do a good job at it, so then be bad. But we tell them, let's refrain from that and let's start all over with them. And that's what we do. And then we have a second program. We saw the kids up in the grade schools there, in the middle schools and the high schools, struggling with material to learn and retain with. So we put a program, school supply. So three times a year, right at the beginning, in the middle, and right towards the end when testing time comes, we make sure that the schools have ample school supplies and the kindergartens have change of clothes, because used to, if Johnny have an accident or Mary have an accident, you had to call the parents.
Right.
So we asked the school, is it okay if we supply some underwears and socks and T-shirts?
Sure.
And they say, what a great idea. So we're working with them year-round at the school. So that's the number two program.
Oh, isn't that great, too? I mean, such a simple thing. you know, that we would take for granted in most cases. I mean, I remember having some of that with our kids, and just, you know, there was just a period there where they went through it. And we thankfully had the money to be able to go to Walmart and get a couple extra pairs and just pack one along. But yeah, a lot of kids, that would be like what, I got one pair, you know, I just used it through. Sad to say.
Right, because what happens in that case, we look at the feelings.
Sure.
Because we think, feel, and behave. And if little Johnny have an accident and his mother have to come, you take him out of school, what is his peers going to say?
Right.
You
know,
it turns
right.
it into a, la-da-da-da-da, Johnny did this and that. So we want to make sure that when those children are there, that they stay locked in for education.
Sure.
Because now they're trying to solidify themselves to be someone out there someday, somewhere.
Right.
And those are the future of our country. So we have to do a better job. So we're asking you out there, if you have schools in your area, you don't have to come and help PHP school program. Go to the schools themselves. Walk in there, and they'll allow you to come in to make a contribution, because you're not giving anything. Only one person can give. What we're doing is giving back to God his glory, and he's having us care through people. Through him and by him.
We're just turning the spigot on. We're the water's coming through.
Absolutely.
From him, so.
Absolutely. He has the antidote.
And then you have a Stamp Out Hunger program, an Adopt a Soldier program. Tell me more about those too.
Well, the Stamp Out Hunger, that used to be an event. The first year we just finished up, and I'm so glad you asked about the Stamp Out Hunger, because we just finished up the 2016 Stamp Out Hunger, and that was our fourth one. The first one was real trying. You know, we were 24 hours out there, and God blessed us, and now we're moving into our fifth. But real quick, we just want to thank a few of the sponsors of the Lion Energy, Bank of Wisconsin Dells, Burkholder Travel, Sale Plus, Dean Bloom, Dale Tools, Depi Enterprise, Fairway Independence, Get and Go Mobile, Jam Stew up in Reedsburg, Kevin and Bob Jantz family, and pray for the Jantz family, because we lost Kevin a little while back, and God bless his soul. Great man. Log Cabin Restaurant, McGann Furniture, Milwaukee Val, Miniman Press, Ringo Baldwin Funeral, Rotary Club, Single Lumber, St. Clair, The Granary, WCCU, Wheeler Campground, and WRPQ.
Yeah.
How about that, Ann and Jeff? Thank you guys so much for all you guys do. And those was our sponsors for the Stomp Out Hunger. And you all helped us generate 4,000 pounds of commodities, as well as over $8,100. So a big hats off to you all out there for continuing your support to feed those broken families in the four counties that we serve.
And again, just people helping people.
It's simple. It's very simple.
So can it be any simpler and yet more profound than that, really, when it comes down to it? Because you think about the number of lives that that's touching, 4,000 pounds worth of food, the number of lives that are being touched by that, and the minds that are being nourished that can go to school and hopefully get some knowledge. It's really hard to learn things when you're, you know, focusing on how hungry you are.
Absolutely.
You know, so we want to solve some problems. I got to get to the basics right away. And it never seemed right to me that a country as affluent as our country is, how is anyone hungry? How is anyone hungry? I just don't get it. And I get that there are people that could provide for themselves and aren't. I get that there are lazy people out there. There are folks that just take and take and take and don't ever do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, Book of Acts is really clear about that. Let him who can work, work. And let him who will not, go without. Get him out of the tent. We don't want him here. You know, there we do have to have some of that kind of simple work ethic stuff instilled too. But there are lots more people that are just hurting. They're just they got difficult situations that they're trying to live through, and they're trying to do the best they can, and they need help.
Absolutely.
And here's people helping people.
Absolutely. And we're glad you touched on that, because here again, the food share program, we just they roll out a press release here a little while back last week. 64,000 men and women have been taken off the food share for one reason or another, and that's okay. But 21,000 got jobs. So we got to take all that in consideration. But you pray God's blessing on the ones that have become obsolete.
Yeah.
They have medical conditions. They have transportation challenges. So you lump them all together, yeah, and some out there that really need help and some really doesn't. But we're just going to pray God's blessing on all of them, because we're not the lawgiver.
Right.
There's one lawgiver who's able to save and destroy, and it's not Bill Harris. So we're going to continue to serve like we was led to do.
Sure. And if somebody needs a kick in the pants, you pray that God gives them the kick in the pants they need. And if somebody needs a helping hand, pray that God will provide the helping
Absolutely.
Hand. So, because different folks, different strokes for different folks, right?
Absolutely,
so,
brother.
And then
Absolutely.
The other one we should touch on is the Adopt-a-Soldier program. Tell me a bit about that, because that was one God put on your heart as things kind of moved along. And that was kind of a neat story you were saying, how this started with the one program in Kenosha, but then as you were faithful, God just kind of said, that's not enough, Bill. Now here's this. Now that's not enough, Bill. Here's this.
Amen.
So, and this was another one of those later programs that was added, wasn't it?
Right, and we rolled that out here about 2 years ago. We saw, and we went along beside of the program they had there with the Wounded Warriors.
Okay.
We went along beside of that, and the reason for going along beside of that is because we have firsthand experience. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
So we were able to go and serve our country afar, and all over Southeast Asia, Japan, Alaska. So we were able to go and observe and see the brokenness. And God said, Bill, now that we have these other programs, what about those military families? What about those fallen heroes when the Twin Towers, that incident, we helped out there, when that fertilizer plant down in Texas and things like that, we're always standing by. And when there's a fallen local hero, we always offer support for the families and let them know that we care by sending our condolences. So that program is there for a reason. We encourage you military families out there that are without, contact the U.S. Marine Corps out in Reedsburg.
Okay.
You can Google them and let them know what your needs are, because they come along beside of us every event. And we have a list from the Marine Corps League for the needy families.
Okay.
And they give us a wish list. And by the grace of God, we help those individuals. So if you know any military families out there that are struggling, let them know that they're never, ever, ever alone.
Amen.